Hey y'all, welcome back and welcome to the very last episode of the epic fantastical journey of a Black female sci-fi writer. Welcome to episode 120, to our last episode of this podcast series, but not of the podcast. Why can I not speak on this last final episode? Like, you would think I could just get it together. Welcome to the last episode of the epic fantastical journey of a Black female sci-fi writer, but it is not our last episode in the podcasting world overall. Whew. Okay, I said it. I'm Kobe R. Rice, and I am officially introducing myself as not just a storyteller, but a technologist, full stack developer and engineer, AI engineer, and tech founder, plus game designer, because we're taking all of those new titles from this amazing space that we've been occupying for the past 10 years into a brand new podcast called The Sable Singularity. Okay, yes, you know that name is fire. Yes, I already have it on lock, so don't even try to steal it. Okay, The Sable Singularity, where things are both Black and bodacious, but also like very bit driven. Bit, you get it? Okay, never mind. Anyway, so what has precipitated this particular transition? Well, for one, I think that this particular journey of mine, it has been going on for exactly 10 years almost. I started in 2016. It is now 2025. And it seems like it's an appropriate time to wrap up this past decade and then leap into 2026 with a brand new take on life, a brand new take on creativity, and a brand new take on technology, because technology is impacting our creativity in a phenomenal, insane way. And I want to make sure that I am, you know, rowing along with the stream, but also making my own waves at the same time. Right. So my recent exploration in the past year of different AI tools, AI co-creative tools, just different perspectives on AI have really like impressed upon me the need, the necessity really, to become more open, flexible, and receptive to the technology that is rapidly changing around us and that's changing our lives at the same time. For me, I have never really been particularly rigid when it comes to technological advancement. I have always seen it as an area of opportunity. And even in the chaos that it's wreaking right now, and it's probably going to wreak chaos on my life. I'm not, you know, knock on wood, but you know, no one can really escape the reach of AI. And at some point, it is going to knock me over. But at the same time, it's not going anywhere. And it has rapidly and just exponentially changed my creative process and just my perspective on what creative process actually is or what it even looks like. And so because of this new wave of technology, and because I myself have evolved into a different sort of stratosphere, it's time to move on, because I'm no longer just a writer. I'm still a writer. I'm still a storyteller, still a novelist, but I'm also now on the path to becoming a full stack engineer, AI engineer, and I also recently founded my own tech startup, which I mentioned in my last episode. So I want to just take this opportunity to say thank you so much to my 20 subscribers, who have been, you know, checking in on me all this time and like just humoring me and cheering me on and being like, okay, this girl has nobody listening to her, but we're just going to just pat her on the head and just tell her she's doing a good job. I appreciate every pat, every, you know, minute long view, but this is really, for me, the end of an era and the beginning of a new era, okay? Crossing my fingers, putting out stardust, and just hoping that things work out great. So I will be, with this last episode, officially shutting down the epic fantastical journey of a Black female sci-fi writer podcast. Really archiving. The episodes are not going anywhere, but I will no longer be updating my vlog or podcast / audio here. Anything that you want to find from me with regard to a weekly podcast is going to be at the Sable Singularity, which is also available on YouTube and will be available on iTunes, also Spotify, and anywhere else you can find a podcast nowadays. And I have a lot of really amazing plans for that particular podcast, and I'm really excited because it's going to follow all the different pillars and lanes that I'm trying to focus on as I grow and evolve as a creative technologist. So we'll still be talking about storytelling for sure, and not just storytelling for novels, but also for TV, for film, and also for games. That's something I'm super excited about. We'll also be talking about how to engage in creative processes and systems, right? Because as you start to build things as a technologist, as a full stack developer, you realize you don't just sit down and code every single time, right? You do have to take a step back and do a little bit of planning, do a little bit of documentation, do a little bit of sketching out what you're trying to do. So that's going to be one of the pillars, creative processes and systems. The other pillar slash lane I'm going to be focusing on is just cozy coding creator vibes. That's going to be one pillar that I do delve into occasionally. And we'll talk about how to do self-care, but also how to build a badass application at the same time. Right? We'll also be looking into, obviously, how AI or artificial intelligence can help us with our workflows and help us build workflows. We'll have a serious ongoing series around that. So I'm excited about that. And of course, we're going to have game design and game development. Did I say that correctly? Game development. There we go. Game design and game development. As I'm able to, I would also love to give little mini micro lessons on storytelling, from genre to plotting to world building to character design to voice to dialogue to wordsmithery. And I would love to give little mini micro lessons on coding, programming, one concept, one line of code at a time, just to make these concepts more accessible and more digestible to everyone else out there in the world who might also be interested in jumping into coding, programming, full stack development. You know, you're more than welcome to come along this ride. So the Sable Singularity is really going to bring a wonderful mix of storytelling, creativity, technology, AI, co-creative, badassery, and cozy black girl magic all in one place. So I'm really, really excited for that. Excited to take you along my journey and just excited for 2026 because your girl has a lot planned and a lot going on. Number one, I'm trying to release the MVP, the minimum viable product of my Roblox game that I'm building. So I'm excited not only to release the game, but also to take you along my journey as I develop the game. That's going to be really fun. I'm also looking forward in 2026 to releasing the next few versions and iterations of my God-tier storytelling writing studio app, which is going to be an amazing ecosystem and app to help writers from all different walks and all different genres and all different media to create literally God-tier stories. So I'm excited about that. And I'll be taking you guys through my journey as to how I'm designing that app. So you're going to see a lot of front end and back end development and AI workflows and AI development going on with that particular app. That's a bigger beast than the Roblox game, but I'm excited about it. So that's another thing you'll be looking at. You'll also be following my journey writing and publishing the next installments of the Books of Ezekiel and the first installments of the Sodom series. So I'm super, super excited about that as well. And guys, that's pretty much it. I don't really have anything else to announce to you guys. Oh, aside from the fact that in my journey to be a full stack engineer, between now and 2028, my goal, in addition to building up my businesses and my creative works outside of my main job, my primary goal is to take my full stack developer, engineer, AI engineer journey to the ultimate stratosphere by applying to and hopefully gaining admission to NYU Tandon School of Engineering to get a Master's of Science in Emerging Technologies. So there's a lot going on. I got like my daytime career, which, you know, is great. And then I have my aspiration to merge full stack development and AI engineering with what I do on a day-to-day basis, and that having its own path of study, right? And then I have my novel storytelling Fempire in progress, and then on top of that, I have my game development and app development Fempire technology startup thing going on at the same time. Plus life, plus motherhood, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. So the Sable Singularity is going to follow and track all of that, and I'm super excited. And again, thank you so much for being here on my journey with me. I'm going to go edit down these videos and make sure that I leave you guys with some kind of coherent follow-up, roundup, and farewell for now for the Epic Fantastical Journey podcast. And the next time I see you guys will probably be on January 5th or January 9th, one of those 2 days, at the Sable Singularity podcast. So I'll see you over there, and stay tuned to my social media, my website, the podcast here on YouTube, because I will be posting a lot more about all the things I'm doing, and I want you guys to be along for the ride. I hope that I'll be able to inspire you guys to take the reins in your own creative journey as writers, storytellers, or technologists, or all three in 2026 and beyond. So I'll see you guys later, okay? Thank you so much for being here for me. Stay badass, keep it indie, keep creating, and I will see you guys, not next week, but on the Sable Singularity podcast. Bye.